Hi.
What are you looking at?
A long way gone. Memories of a boy soldier.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's this kid who was in Africa and like the wars that were going on there.
This is 10th grader Shania Atin finding a book for her mandatory reading period at Dillingham High School. For at least 45 minutes each school day, every high schooler in Dillingham sits quietly and reads. Why?
Reading is very powerful.
Shannon Klaus is a reading teacher at the elementary school, and along with a host of other literacy promoters in town, believes passionately in that power of reading.
Reading takes you places, maybe to places that you'll never get to go. You get to learn about people maybe that you'll never get to meet, or maybe that will inspire you to meet them someday. Or you'll read about people that maybe you want to model yourself after.
Klaus and others have created an array of programs and initiatives in recent years, all aimed at either improving literacy or promoting a love of books. Here are a few. The Imagination Library puts a new book in the hands of each child on their list every month from birth until their fifth birthday. There are currently 209 kids in three communities signed up.
So it gives all the children that are living in these communities the opportunity to build a home library of 60 books before they enter kindergarten, which is phenomenal.
Then there's story time at the library, which, along with what its name implies, also encourages some hands-on activity linked to the read-aloud stories. Little Free Libraries will begin going up this month, and of course there's the Million Word Club, where elementary school students log their reading prowess by word count, which literally runs into the millions.
And when they reach a million words, we acknowledge them again at our Friday assembly, and they get a pin that says that they're in the Million Word Club, and they get a t-shirt, and everyone claps for them, and it's a really nice honor.
Yes, there is a strong focus on building good reading habits from a young age. Klaus says for plenty of good reasons.
When children become strong readers, it helps them in every subject that they are learning about.
But Klaus and the Friends of the Library, and others, don't want adults to feel excluded either.
This man of mine may kill me.
What about my son, Nick?
This man may kill me. In her own words,
this man may truly kill me.
That's from the 2014 film Gone Girl, starring heartthrob Ben Affleck, which is the much-anticipated big-screen version of the wildly popular 2012 novel of the same name by Gillian Flynn. The book spent 8 weeks in the number one spot of the New York Times bestseller, and the film has been widely praised and brought in hundreds of millions at the box office.
We've decided to try another angle in getting people to read in Dillingham. We have been picking books that have been made into movies. Our first book was The Fault in Our Stars.
But that one didn't play so well with Dillingham audiences. Enter Gone Girl. Klaus and friends think it will stand a better chance, especially, perhaps mostly, with the ladies in town.
You know, some people might think Gone Girl is a chick flick movie, but it's actually, I think it appeals to both sexes. It's actually, it's a thriller. It has mystery involved. It's a very fast-paced. It's got Ben Affleck in it.
Guys, Klaus and friends say Gone Girl at the Willow Tree could make a great date night. And they have copies of the book at the library, and there's a week left, so they encourage you to stop by and read up soon. They also say they're open to more macho titles in the future. Lonesome Dove, anybody? For KDLG, I'm Connor Ito.